T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, we are back, ready for overrated, underrated, properly rated. Later this hour, the phenomenal Neil Diamond. Our own Neil Diamond joins us about 1:50. Colonel David Hunt is at 2:05, Chip Scoggins, 2:35. Our order is Adam Carter.
I'll go first. Let's go you second, Dan third. Sorry,
let's
Dan.
Let's go.
Sorry, Dan.
Oh, yeah. Just, you don't need to apologize. Do whatever order you want. You're the man.
Well, I thought I sensed a little eye roll there when I.
No eye roll. No.
Just kidding.
I sensed it too.
I know. You could tell on the radio. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll start here. First of all, underrated, appreciating someone's talents and legacy while they're still with us. And I say that because with the passing of Louis Anderson last week, I watched so many Louis Anderson clips over the last few days. What a treasure he was. And you know me, I'm not a prude that, I don't like this foul-mouthed comedians. You know, I love a good dirty joke as much as anybody. But his
You're a bottom feeder.
I know. But it was all, good stuff, family-friendly kind of things that everybody could appreciate, where even, if the kids didn't get the joke, you could still watch it. I kind of feel bad that he's not going to be around anymore, and I should have appreciated him more when he was here.
Adam just said, Dan, I kind of feel bad that he's not here anymore. Yeah. I thought Adam was going to come out and say, I'm happy he's gone.
Well, you know what I mean.
No. You're right. He pulled it off in an era when that's not easy to do and have the success he had for as long as he did.
100% right, and a touching piece by Neil Justin about their
fantastic
their friendship that I didn't know existed, but how he would call him, and just it speaks to the man Louis Anderson was, and the world is a sadder place without Louis Anderson around.
Glad you said it.
Adam and I traded emails over the weekend. I sent him a link that was Louis appeared on Craig Ferguson's show 10 times.
Yeah.
And so somebody had assembled a video with all 10 appearances in chronological order. And to watch their relationship as comics develop, and then watching Louis kind of use some of the same jokes in different appearances, but use them in unique
still
ways.
Still funny. I mean,
it's fantastic.
I mean, I saw so many clips where, this is the same joke, he's doing the same material, but it's still funny.
Yeah.
And just about Neil's article talking about how much of a perfectionist he was with the timing and filming himself and why, critiquing his performances. Louis Anderson.
Craig Ferguson, by the way.
Also, yeah.
Significantly underrated.
Yes.
And
yes.
Went away too soon. Mm-hmm. And I like your carpool karaoke, and I think James Corden is a very nice guy, but to me, there's no comparison.
No. Craig Ferguson, yeah. Total underappreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Immensely underappreciated.
And if you've ever seen him do stand-up, too, if you ever have the chance to see that, I highly, highly recommend it. I saw him once. Phenomenal.
Properly rated, the staffing shortage. We visited a couple of restaurants this weekend. Wow. And I feel so bad for the servers who are there, who are picking up the pieces, because we had a couple of frazzled wait staff this weekend. And it's a good reminder to folks to, even though, they take the brunt of it, so be patient, because you feel bad for some of these places that are still trying to earn a buck and trying to do it with very, very few people available, whether it's for out sick or just not available at all, don't have people on staff. That is a real, real issue.
You see it everywhere.
Yeah.
And it is a good reminder just to be patient. It, you know, if we go somewhere or we need something, we want it to be there, this thing isn't done.
Yeah.
And thankfully, Omicron, first of all, thankfully the study came out where you are in such a better position. I mean, how about this? The CDC study, 45 times better if you're 50 and older and boosted compared to unvaccinated at all. And we still debate this. It's nonsense. So these places are facing it. So we all see it. So good on you guys. Just stay patient and wait, because we're all in it together. At least we should act like we're all in it together. We don't.
No.
Too many don't.
Overrated my weightlifting ability. I hit the gym this weekend, tried to do some minor weightlifting, and I realized I have got a shoulder issue. I had a bike accident probably 2 years ago where I went over the handlebars and hurt my shoulder. And it doesn't affect me every day, but I realized I was like lifting these dumbbells, doing a bench press with dumbbells, and my shoulder gave out, and the weight almost came down onto my head, and I'm trying to brush it off. Like, geez, I hope nobody saw that. Like, but man, I'm just working on my reflexes there, trying to dodge heavy weights.
It's a new one to drop the dumbbell on my head.
But it was a pathetic display of weightlifting. Not that I've ever been, you know, Lou Ferrigno, but yeah. And then
is the weightlifting guy we should go to? I go to the Pocket Hercules. Remember that guy? Was he Yugoslavia, Hungarian?
He just dominated
the Olympics in weightlifting.
I'm not familiar with the Pocket Hercules.
Such a great nickname too, the Pocket Hercules.
He's Turkish.
Turkish.
I just looked it up. He's Turkish.
Yep.
I'm not even going to attempt the name.
lots of J's and K's and W's in there.
Well, and there's an umlaut and then a little, some other accent mark that I don't recognize. Yeah. It's
not enough vowels.
Yeah.
That is a good nickname, too, by the way. I don't want to go off on a tangent on nicknames, but I did the other week. It just came to me for some reason. The best nickname ever, I think, is Mel Torme's The Velvet Fog. That has got to be the best nickname ever.
That's a great one.
Isn't it? The Velvet Fog.
See, I think velvet's such a good word. That's why in a lot of stuff I will use the James Baker nickname.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
The Velvet Hammer.
Yes. Anything velvet.
The Velvet Hammer.
I want a nickname where there's velvet involved. How about the Velvet Weightlifter? How about that?
I was going to say, you might need velvet to avoid your head.
Right.
Just call you Velvet McGee.
Yeah, exactly. Underrated, too. I saw one of the tweets from our favorite Super 70 Sports. I think it was a photo of Carl Malden and Michael Douglas was at the streets of San Francisco.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the tweet was, you know, always had the desire to put that light on top of the car and go chase down some punks. Punks. Underrated word. Got to use punks some more. Look at these punks. That's a great
word. How about
word.
Michael Douglas's career properly?
Yes. 100%, especially now, you know, the Kaminsky method. That's a fantastic show. One more overrated.
Mrs. Michael Douglas, properly.
Yes, properly. Yes. Rated. Yes.
Overrated. The legitimate, if there was legitimate, I know a lot of people were doing it in jest, but the outrage that Alex Rodriguez was at the Lambeau Field with a Packer hat on. Calm down.
Let's do that. Let's hang on that
one.
And because it's on my list, too. So we'll all chime in on that one.
9-3,
Yes, exactly. So we all can combine one. And by the way, pretty much every guy out there can admit if they were single and she asked you to wear that hat, you'd wear any hat at this point. All Neil Diamond all day, and our own Neil Diamond, 150. Okay, let me just say this on A-Rod as we continue with overrated, underrated, properly rated. His only connection to here is he now is part owner of the team, soon to be one of the majority owners of the team. It's not like he grew up in Litchfield, had his Roy Winston jersey the entire time, loves Tommy Kramer. Right now, at Mall of America, do you know who's wearing a Tommy Kramer jersey at this point, Adam Carter?
Right now at the Mall of America?
Right now. Did you see it on Twitter?
No.
Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning.
He's at the Mall of America right now?
Filming a commercial out there, Mall of America.
With a Tommy Kramer A-Rod. Jersey on?
Yes. Yes.
Is he cursing into A-Rod. A hot mic?
Yes. A-Rod just arrived here. Who gives a bleep if hypothetically he was a fan of the Green Bay Packers? Hypothetically, he was. Do you think all of a sudden now A-Rod's going to be this diehard Twins fan? Or is that okay? Or if it turns out A-Rod's a big Florida Panthers guy because he grew up in South Florida. We're so insecure. Now, there's plenty of people, as you said, Adam, and nailed it. They're having fun with it. He's there. Shockingly, he's not prepared. By the way, I've attended la-di-da multiple games at Lambeau. If you get a chance to go, go. It's phenomenal. It's an amazing experience. He's there. Doesn't have the hat. He's with the new hot babe. They're singing. They're swaying. Looks like a phenomenal time. Who cares? So, what percentage of people on Twitter are, or actual Minnesotans who are paying attention, Carter, are upset or are just having fun with it? What's your guess?
I think we're talking about maybe 10% who are actually miffed about it.
No. It's got way higher.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think it's a lot
higher. Yes. Yeah. Way higher. You need to listen to Fan Line, man. You need to get your Zubas back on, brother.
This is okay.
You need to get back out there. Oh, man. You have become a journalist elite if you think it's 10%.
With the newsletter.
It is way higher than that. It should be zero, Dan, but you're with me, right?
Oh, yeah, way higher? Absolutely. Way higher than that. I think I tweeted out during the Twitter meltdown, you know, breaking news, the Timberwolves co-owner wears the hat on the second most popular team in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And to which I think I got a response saying, yeah, but they're also the most hated team in Minnesota. It's just, so they reacted insecure to that. Clearly was what was a joke. You know, we get the insecure response to that. I mean, it's Vikings fans, man. I just shake my head sometimes.
How many, Adam, 0 to 10, how many single Vikings fans, if that gal asked to wear a Packers hat, would wear that hat?
98%.
Yes. I might go over. I might. Okay, I'll go quick. When you sit here from 7 o'clock on, going through a bunch of stories, reading things for 4.5 hours and print a lot of things and realize your toner is not working, overrated. On-hold music. How is it possible our on-hold music is as awful as it is? It's terrible. Need to improve the on-hold music. Me, overrated. Take Q out for a rare, rare time. But in the middle of the day, so this fast casual place is not going to be busy at all. In fact, we're the only customers in there. And I say, for Quentin, okay, because I hate mayonnaise, but he likes mayonnaise. Light in the mayo, light in the mustard, light in the lettuce. Because they ask you. And there is such enormous amount put on this sandwich. And I said nothing. I'm so mad at myself, Carter. I honestly was mad at myself for the next hour for not saying something.
Jeez.
God, I just fell into that Minnesota muttering, and I hate the Minnesota muttering. I should.
It's so unlike you to dwell, too. That really.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think Adele is getting ripped enough for canceling this run of shows the day before they started. And they're saying they're not canceled. They're postponed so people can't get their tickets back. Also, reports now are suggesting her and the set designer were having a lot of problems. I'm in the Adele camp. I'm team Adele. But this looks like a massive diva routine here. I probably heard it 20 times this weekend. Tool in the toolbox. I hope every one of you rolls your ankle severely. Every one of you that says tool in the toolbox. Donald Trump Jr., this is nothing about politics. All of his friends are overrated because that man needs help. I sent you the video, Carter.
Bizarre.
He's not well. And I am not. Okay, let's go. Hunter Biden, was a drug addict. 100%. And anybody didn't help him, they were awful too. Okay, so if we want to, if we have to do a stupid tit for tat, there we go. But he needs help quickly. Peloton and their run with television shows, overrated. First, we have Mr. Big have the heart attack. Now, Wags on Billions has a heart attack while he's on the Peloton. Not good. Not good for Peloton.
It's been a bad run.
My eye.
Didn't they stop making them? Didn't they stop like production because all of a sudden they've got too many?
Yes. And I have something or something's going on with my left eye where my left eye is pulsating. Ooh. Is that good?
I've had that just briefly. It comes and goes, but.
Is it the eye or is it the eyelid?
It's the lower part of my left eye, and it does not feel right.
Ooh, that's not good.
Does not feel right.
Well, it's been a good run, you know.
It's been a good run. I don't. Maybe I'll be in the patch sometime soon with this eye. So, eye issues, properly rated. Daniel, what do you
got? Multiple nuisance snows. Can we just get it all at once? Can we just, instead of having, you know, to go out and clear a bunch of stuff off and then it snows again and clear a bunch of stuff off and it's, you know, I understand we can't control the weather, but come on. It's just, it's so annoying. It's totally overrated when you get like three clippers like that in a row. Properly rated, the NFL as entertainment value. Now, the duh button is obviously right there. But as somebody who has sort of checked out on the NFL for the past, I don't know, 3, 4, or 5 years, something like that, I was riveted this weekend. I can't help it. You start watching those games and the product on the field, for all the problems the NFL has, and they are plentiful, the product on the field, that entertainment value, absolutely properly rated. And I know it was this greatest weekend of football ever, but man alive. I mean, I've been watching way more in the playoffs than I have in years, and I just get sucked in. It's really, really entertaining to watch.
I was kidding. I like the text threads, you guys. I'm in a la-di-da number of text threads. Carter, I'm guessing you don't want to be in texting threads with, like, multiple people.
No. I had a couple going yesterday, but they're, like, two. Actually, three. And needling my uncle about the Green Bay Packers has become one of my great joys in life.
That's great.
And my dad, by the way.
Yeah. Anything we should get Jim on. But let me just finish real quick here. Most of these people in this group don't like the NFL. They're all sports fans, but they're fairly there's a lot of things about the NFL they don't like. And even I had to say, I know you guys don't like the NFL, but you're missing an amazing weekend of football. Yeah. Just appreciate it.
For me, anything over five people, or over, I'm sorry, over three people in a thread. I'm in one that has five people, and it just drives me batty. Yeah. I have to mute it all the time because they get going. And
especially to get the person who you don't know is just the number. You're like, who is this guy?
Well, and I'm OCD about notifications. If a notification hits, I have to check it. So if it's, you know, text, that just drives me straight up a wall. And that's on me.
I like
100%.
It.
That's on me.
I enjoy it.
Proper, I also like properly rated the Twitter savagery of Aaron Rodgers after the Packer loss.
Wow.
I mean, there's, you know, so many good ones. A couple really of my good. Favorites, you know, two straight Packer seasons ruined by Aaron Rodgers not getting a shot. Wow. The other one, everyone stopped making fun of Aaron Rodgers. He hates being needled. It was so good. So many good jokes.
Properly rated. Relenting.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
And finally, overrated. My ability to use the shower diverter button, you know, the little deal on the bath faucet, you pull that up and it, you know, so twice now in the last week, I've gone to turn on the shower or turn on the bath, you know, and then kick on the shower head. Only that button's up a little too far somehow. Either I didn't push it down far enough the other day, or I don't know if there's water pressure will pop it up or something. So I'm in and you get blasted completely unexpectedly with the shower head. And, of course, that first rush of water is going to be just ice cold no matter what you have the heat settings at. And I, you know, yelped like a small child and said a string of words I can't say on the radio. But for that to happen twice within a week, that's on me. That's just my inability to sit there and check and make sure that thing's down. So I'm overrated.
Yeah, the great things about life that seem so simple that we screw up. I mean, it's just, it's humbling, very quickly humbling. All right, you've been with us the first 90 minutes. Let's have an on-air show meeting. Are you good to stay with us? Because I'm all in if you are, but sometimes you got to get back to the B job.
No, that's, no, I'm good.
Okay, fantastic. We'll get to some other weekend meltdowns when we return. And don't forget, on his birthday, telling someone else, that would be DeRusha J, Jason DeRusha, happy birthday, Neil Diamond, is 20 minutes away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.